Nordic ceasefire monitors began wrapping up their six-year mission to Sri Lanka today after the government formally abrogated a truce with rebel liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam. Analysts and diplomats expect an intensification of the fighting that resumed almost as soon as incumbent President Mahinda Rajapaksa took power in late 2005. The Bishop of Kandy in central Sri Lanka, Joseph Fernando, says the political will to avoid an increase in violence may yet be found.
If calling off the ceasefire agreement is going to result in the escalation of the conflict and bring about greater suffering for the people with no political solution in sight, then it does not augur well for the country. If, along with this, they are going to expedite the political proposals for a solution with a consensus in the South by not only the major parties but all parties involved in the government as well as the opposition, then there is hope for a negotiated settlement. Then we might be able to avoid a worse disaster taking place. But the immediate reaction is already the people are suffering, and the poor are the people who are getting worst affected.